Okay, so Ricardo will explain how to use OpenTelemetry in a situation of a package of a tool in Python, of course. I think that will be really interesting. Please. Okay.
Thank you. So, hi everyone, I'm Riccardo Magliocchetti. I work in observability at Elastic, where I maintain OpenTelemetry stuff. And also I'm a maintainer for the upstream OpenTelemetry Python and Python Contrib projects. In this talk, I want to show you how OpenTelemetry Python implementation works. And so we'll see how we are able to automatically recognize and install instrumentation libraries with OpenTelemetry Bootstrap. Then we'll discover how OpenTelemetry Instrument is able to leverage the Python site module to enable automatic instrumentation of your applications. We'll then see how entry points are used to discover components in different packages. And later we'll see how instrumentation libraries are able to patch third-party code. And you already had a spoiler some talks ago. But I'll start giving people new to OpenTelemetry and observability a bit more context on this thing. So how many of you already knows OpenTelemetry, at least the word? Okay, many hands. And how many of you are already using OpenTelemetry? Okay, still a bit. Cool. Okay, so observability is the ability to understand the internal state of a system by examining its outputs. And this means being able to understand what a software system is doing by looking at the telemetry data it exports. And this telemetry data usually is about the program's execution, internal states, and also about the communication between components. And OpenTelemetry is an open source and vendor neutral observability framework, providing both a specification and a lot of implementation in different languages in order to create and manage this telemetry data. And this data could be traces for tracing execution of software paths, so calls into and from your Python application. Also think of database calls, HTTP calls, RPC calls, stuff like that, but also internal function calls. And then we have metrics to capture some measurement at runtime, for example, the memory usage or the number of requests and the time spent serving them and stuff like that. And then we have logs that can be some structured or unstructured text with a timestamp. And in OpenTelemetry, this three concepts, traces, metrics, and logs, are called signals. There is another signal in development for profiling data. And in practice, with observability, you can do something that looks like this, where you can see a distributed transaction between different services. In the picture, we have three services. The one in red is the main one. And we can see calls and also its communication with the one in blue at the middle of the screen and with the one in red in at the end of the screen. So the idea to see the whole life cycle of requests and inside our application. Okay, this was enough for the introduction. Now let's look at some OpenTelemetry Python specific stuff. So the OpenTelemetry Python project consists of two different repositories. One is named OpenTelemetry Python, and the other one is called the OpenTelemetry Python Contrib. But OpenTelemetry Python contains a few different packages. The main one are the OpenTelemetry API that defines the interface, exposes to users, and this is not tied to a specific implementation. And then we have the SDK, back to concern implementation on the API we've seen before. And then we have another important package is the semantic convention package that contains all the attribute definition that are then populated by the instrumentation libraries. The semantic convention define in practice what data you get in traces, logs, and metrics. And the content of this package is generated from a specification. And then we have the other repo, that is OpenTelemetry Python Trib, that contains all the instrumentation libraries. Then it contains also the OpenTelemetry instrumentation package and the OpenTelemetry distro package. Each instrumentation library specific to a Python package is a different package itself, and that sits inside the instrumentation libraries. We also have an instrumentation GenAI directory for GenAI specific instrumentation. And then we have the OpenTelemetry instrumentation package that implements what we call like auto-instrumentation or zero-code instrumentation, that is the ability to instrument application without touching the application code. Finally, we have the OpenTelemetry distro package that contains like basic default configuration, like the setting to configure like where to export the data, and also the exporting protocols. And please note that the project relies a lot on environment variables for configuration, and so the distro uses environment variables a lot, also itself. Enough for the instrument introduction. Let's look a bit of the how things work. So for our demo, we use like a very basic Flask application. This is just an endpoint mounted on the root path, but is returning a string, a lower string. So I guess you are familiar with something like that. So first we're going to start like a virtual environment, activate it, and install Flask. And we're just installing OpenTelemetry distro because it depends on the API SDK and instrumentation packages. So we get everything we need for the just for demo. So the first tool we'll take a look at is OpenTelemetry Bootstrap. And OpenTelemetry Bootstrap is a CLI tool from the OpenTelemetry instrumentation package that is able to list or install any instrumentation library available for your project dependencies. The first thing that it requires like is an updated list of instrumentation libraries and the library to instrument. And this is generated at each pull request. So every time a new instrumentation library is added, the OpenTelemetry Python contrib repository is getting updated. And a bunch of instrumentation libraries depend only on the standard library, and so they're always listed as available to install. And in practice, this is how the file containing the mapping between the Python packages on one side and the instrumentation libraries on the other side looks like. So for each instrumentation library that has some dependencies, OpenTelemetry Bootstrap searches the modules you have installed in your virtual environment for a distribution of the dependency that has a matching version. If it finds a library that can be instrumented, it lists the instrumentation library as available to install. In the case, like you're asking the tool to install this library, it also calls pip check to check for any version conflict. And this specific case for the Flask library, we see that we are looking for a Flask version of like bigger equal than 1.0. If it is found, it will like list or install the OpenTelemetry instrumentation Flask version at package at version 0.50.0. And there you have the default instrumentation that have the instrumentation that does not have like any dependencies, and so this one are installed or list by default. Now, let's try this tool against our virtual M. Mind, this is the output of the list command, even if I'm calling the install action, because the output of the action is a lot bigger and doesn't fit in the slide. So like we can see, we have the common packages, but that does not have any requirements, like async.io and the WSGI, OpenTelemetry instrumentation packages. But we also have the OpenTelemetry instrumentation Flask, because in the, some slides ago, we installed Flask, that is already at 1.0, and later installed in our virtual environment. Okay, now let's talk about the next tool, that is OpenTelemetry Instrument, that is the one that implements auto-instrumentation. So auto-instrumentation is the ability like to set up OpenTelemetry like tracing, metrics and logins, metering, without touching the code. And so this tool is like a wrapper that wraps your application. So question, raise your hands. How many of you already know the set customize module? Okay, two persons. Cool. So you learn something new, hopefully. Okay, by default, if you don't know it, like the set module of your Python installation tries to load from your Python path a module named set customize, and OpenTelemetry Python auto instrumentation uses like leverages this system in order to initialize itself. If you want to learn more, there's the documentation, the standard library documentation. And a quick example to demonstrate how the site customize work. First, we'll tell the Python interpreter to print the word string, and it works. And then we are doing the same, but adding the current directory as the first element of the Python path variable. Unfortunately, the behavior changes, and we see another string printed. And this works because in the current path, there is a file module named setCustomize, file named setCustomize.py, that contains the print. And so, this is like magic. So, OpenTelemetry instrument works by like wrapping your application with the OpenTelemetry instrument command. And this command, first thing is puts the path of the site of the OpenTelemetry Python site customize module as a first entry in Python path. And also does like a bunch of things under the hood. First thing is it loads the helpers that loads the distro, the OpenTelemetry distro package by default. And also the helper that loads the configuration that are usually provided by the distro. And we'll see how later. And the helper helpers that loads the instrumentations. And unless explicitly disabled, we have an environment variable again. All the instrumentation founds are enabled and loaded by default. And all these helpers are using like Python entry points in order to work. And we'll see later what we are. So if we run our Flask application wrapped by OpenTelemetry instrument and do a request, we'll see like a trace like this. Because the installed Flask instrumentation library has been loaded and it's working. Please note that here I'm configuring OpenTelemetry instrument to drop metrics and logs and print the traces to the console. And so we'll see something like that. This is just like useful only for debugging or developing. And if we look a bit into the output, we see like the attributes key, and these keys and values are like depends on what the semantic convention packages and specification define. And like not important to look like a specific keys, but this like follow more or less the HTTP semantic convention. Now. Let's take a look at entry points. Do you already know? Anyone already knows what are entry points in Python? Okay, a bunch of hands. Cool. Okay, so entry points are a mechanism that packages use like to provide the discoverability over some of their code. And this is the way the OpenTelemetry Python project implements plugins. In this project, and in the OpenTelemetry distro package, and also in the other packages, we configure entry points in the pyproject.toml metadata file. This is an example of a configurator entry points. Like, we have a group, in this case, OpenTelemetry Configurator, and every group has like a bunch of couples of name and code references. In this case, we have a configurator name with the value of the OpenTelemetry Configurator class inside the OpenTelemetry distro package. And in practice, like other code that we'll need to poke with the OpenTelemetry Configurator group, just call the entry points function. We're importing it from the OpenTelemetry util imported metadata module, but the real implementation is from importlib underscore metadata module, so it's a different package and not the one in the standard library because it changed a lot and it changes a lot between Python version and we support like a wide range of Python versions. So we're just looping over the all the entry points it's finding. And we're calling, this is like a bit hard to read, but like we are loading the entry point and then we are creating an instance of the OpenTelemetry Configurator class. We are calling the configure method of the instance. And you know, just for like debugging, we are printing like, but we are loaded this code. And so, last bit we are seeing today, that is like monkey patching or patching for party code. You know, how many of you were already there and seen the previous talk? Okay, so a lot. So, like I'm sorry to inform you, but if you use any tracing or instrumentation libraries or something, anything like that, you're already monkey patching your code in production, so sorry. So, monkey patching is a technique used to dynamically change the behavior of some code at runtime, and it's used by most of the instrumentation library in the OpenTelemetry Python project to wrap other classes, methods, or functions. Like, for example, imagine we are instrumenting like a function. For each call, we want to know, the function parameters and also what it returns. And the instrumental code may have hooks, for example, like libraries like request, I guess. We can use, but most of the time, like libraries does not provide any hooks you can look into. And thanks to Python being a dynamic language, we can monkey patch the functions, methods again, and instead of calling the original function, we can have like our wrapper be called before and after the original code. And yeah, this wrapper function is usually like the one that will create traces, metrics, and maybe sometimes even some logs. So like we're using like most of the time the RAPT library by Graham Dumpeton. And you know, my personal suggestion is whatever you need to monkey patch or decorate something, just use RAPT because it's awesome, provide a lot of tools. Yeah, great. We see like a couple of examples on how to use like a couple of different way to instrument things. First example is using like a toy instrumentation library that it created for another talk and is instrumenting like a couple of methods from the ASGIREF library. ASGIREF is an implementation of the ASGI protocol that is used by Django, at least. Also, I think also all the ASGI servers. So this specific instrumentation, the ASGIREF instrumentals, implement like a class that is inheriting from the base instrumentor class that is provided by OpenTelemetry Python, and implements like at least a couple of methods. First one is underscore instrument, that is the method that is like applying the actual monkey patching, and it's using like a function from wrapt called wrap function wrapper. Where first parameter is the function we want to, the module we want to look into. Second parameter is the actual, in this case, I think is a function we want to wrap. And the third parameter is our function we provide as a wrapper, and we see it on the next slide. And then we have also like a underscore an instrument method that calls unwrap, that is an helper also from OpenTelemetry Python, but like remove our wrapper and reinstate the original code. And yeah, so the our wrapper code, you know, the important bits here, it's the first parameter, well, after self, because it's like the wrapped function, so the original function, and so we can call it and get its output. And this example, we are doing something, I think, a bit silly, but it's like printing, like sending an event, adding an event to a trace of the function, adding its stack trace. And this is like not like the usual way you do for tracing, because it's maybe like a lot of data if you call the function a lot. But it was like done for, again, research purposes, because like it was debugging how many times a Django async application was going from async to sync and the other way around. Yeah, so again, like last line is returning what the original function returns. Then, like another example of how you can use wrapped to wrap things. We are using object proxy, that is a class that you can use to wrap classes instead of functional methods. And the usage is that like you replace the original value with you know, with an instance of this class, passing the like the original class you want to wrap as a first parameter. And this is from a real code. This is from a real instrumentation for the BottleCore library, that is like what Bottle3 library used to connect to AWS. Stuff uses under the hood. And the idea here is that like we are like hooking into the dunder iter method, because this class is just like an iterator where you get like events from an API. And so we are able to like consume this iterator, but also process things. And so we're able to call our own code, and the caller doesn't see the difference because we are yielding the original value. Okay, so this was the last topic, conclusions. To conclude, like we are seeing like a bunch of tricks the OpenTelemetry Python project uses to you know, work under the hood. Maybe like if you're already a user, you are maybe like now it's more clear what you're doing under the hood. And we've seen like how we're able to automatically recognize and install instrumentation libraries with the OpenTelemetry Bootstrap command. How the site and site customized modules can be used to run our code before the application one. And how entry points are used to discover components in different packages, and how you can use WrapT to patch third-party code. If you're interested in the OpenTelemetry Python project, we are always looking for help. Leave some links, like the OpenTelemetry.io, which is the OpenTelemetry website. The two repos, OpenTelemetry Python and OpenTelemetry Python Contrib. And then we have a Slack channel on the CNCF Slack instance. And we also do like a weekly call to discuss topics. Yeah, last one is my Mastodon handler if you want to get in touch. If you have time, I'm glad to take any question. Thanks.
Thank you, Ricardo. I have the microphone. Do you have a question? No. Yes. Okay. Who are you?
Hi, Ricardo. Thank you very much for this talk.
I'm sorry I can't hear you. So, guys leaving, could you please be a bit more silent, please? Thank you.
Hi, Ricardo. Thank you very much for your talk. I have been using in production your tool to open instrument.
I'm sorry, I can't
hear you. Can you hear it? Good. Let me try a little bit louder. Does it work now?
Yeah, good. Thanks.
Thank you very much for your talk. So I've been using the Bootstrap and auto instrumentation in production for a while, and I've noticed that it's a little bit overzealous in terms of which dependencies it pulls in. One example can be I'm not using AWS as a cloud, but some other dependencies are pulling in S3 or libraries because of dependency leakage. Is there any way for me to run the command in a way that I will be able to understand which dependencies are pulled why? Like the interconnection between which OpenTelemetry dependencies are pulled and why are they pulled?
Okay, so you're asking like if you're able to discover which instrumentation library gets installed depending on your packages you have already installed, like your dependencies.
Which package is pulling the dependency?
Yeah, like as I see on the slide. You can go, like, you mean dependencies of the instrumentation?
Yeah, exactly. So I have a dependency. Bootstrap is pulling in Lambda or S.
Okay, so, like, if you need to see, like, the dependencies of each instrumentation, you can look at the project.toml file. If you want to look, like, which packages the instrumentation wraps, you can look inside the Python contrib repo. The module is called Bootstrap underscore gen, and there is the map I've shown before, where you can see like the libraries and the instrumentation. And we're late, I guess. Thank you, maybe you can talk later.